One of the main sources of our day-to-day problems is distracting thoughts. Distractions rob us of our peace of mind and deprive our Dharma practice of its strength. If our mind is distracted when we are working, we will make many mistakes. And if it is distracted when we are driving, we will have an accident. Even when we are physically unoccupied and allowing our mind to wander at random, we are constantly worrying and making plans that may or may not be fulfilled. This is the source of so many of our inner problems. It is therefore most important to keep a watch on our mind and try to stop ourselves from thinking too many irrelevant things. We need to watch our mind and judge whether our thoughts are good or bad, and put a stop to negative thoughts as soon as we can. If we allow a negative motivation to remain in our mind, it will give rise to many destructive trains of thought and impel us to engage in negative actions, destroying the peace and happiness of ourselves and everyone around us. The more successful we are in controlling our mind and reducing our distracting thoughts, the fewer worries and unhappy states of mind we will have, and the more powerful our Dharma practice will become. One of the best methods for eliminating our distractions is breathing meditation. I am now going to describe a special breathing meditation which produces many good results. It calms our mind and causes distracting conceptions to subside. It strengthens the life-supporting wind at our heart, thereby increasing our lifespan and protecting us from premature death. We do this meditation with the motivation of attaining Buddha's body, speech, and mind, and so we are also training in bodhicitta, accumulating merit, and receiving Buddha's blessings. Therefore, it is far more powerful than ordinary breathing meditation. The effects of this practice remain even when we rise from meditation. If we do this regularly, we shall find that our mind gradually becomes more positive and more controlled. It will become like a well-trained horse that does whatever the rider wishes. If we wish to meditate, our mind will remain on the object without distraction. As our mind becomes more controlled, we shall find it easier to refrain from negative actions of body, speech, and mind, and to practice virtue. We shall experience peace and happiness, day and night, life after life, and be able to share the benefits of this experience with others. This is the real meaning of the Buddhist way of life. The following breathing meditation combines the process of inhalation and exhalation with a recitation of a mantra, Om Ah Hung. First, we need to find a comfortable place to sit, either cross-legged on a cushion or in a chair. We should make a determination to let go of all our daily concerns and focus for this session entirely on the meditation. We sit with our eyes partially closed, with our right hand resting in the palm of our left and our thumbs touching. As before, we need to spend a little time bringing our awareness inwards and relaxing our body so that we can concentrate more easily. To bring your awareness inwards, let go of all your normal concerns, worries, and daily activities. Focus your attention on your body. Try to become aware of your body sitting there in meditation. Now focus your attention on the crown of your head and forehead. Bring your attention down to your eyes and the muscles in your face. Relax all the muscles in this area. Now turn your attention to the neck. Let go of any tension there. Relax the shoulders. Relax the muscles in the area around the chest and abdomen. Especially let go of any feelings of tightness around the stomach. Let any feeling of discomfort melt away. Relax the arms, hands, and fingers. Finally, feel the last remaining tensions and feelings of discomfort leaving your body as you relax the muscles in your thighs, calves, and feet. Feel all the tension dissolving away. You now feel very comfortable, very relaxed. Your body is as light as cotton wool, floating in space. Although the mantra Om Ah Hum is very short, comprising just 3 syllables, it is one of the most blessed of all mantras. When we recite this mantra, we receive the blessings of all the Buddhas. Om symbolizes Buddha's body. Ah symbolizes Buddha's speech. And Hum symbolizes Buddha's mind. When we recite the mantra, we need to remember this symbolism and develop a strong wish to attain the body, speech, and mind of a Buddha. We should think, how wonderful it would be if I became a Buddha and attained the good qualities of Buddha's body, speech, and mind. At the moment, I have no power to help others. But if I become a Buddha, I shall be able to help all living beings without exception. Therefore, I must become a Buddha. This motivation is bodhicitta. Everyone has Buddha nature and the seeds of Buddha's body, speech and mind. Reciting the mantra with pure motivation and faith causes these seeds to ripen. With this motivation, we should engage in the recitation of the mantra Om Ah Hum while remembering its meaning. First, we should recite the mantra verbally, quietly to ourselves, until we feel familiar with it. Om Ah Hum. Om Ah Hum. Om Ah Hum. Now, we can combine recitation with breathing meditation. This is the most powerful type of breathing meditation. To do this, we breathe gently and naturally through both nostrils. As we inhale, we mentally recite Om. We hold this breath briefly at our heart and mentally recite Ah. Then as we exhale, we mentally recite Hum. Here, when we say heart, we are referring not to our physical heart, but our spiritual heart, which is at the very center of our body. We repeat this cycle of inhalation and exhalation, combined with the mantra, for as long as we can. Rather than feel we are making the sound of the mantra, we should feel that the sound of the mantra is arising from the breath. The mantra and the breath are one. As we breathe in, we hear Om. As we hold our breath, we hear Ah. As we breathe out, we hear Hum. We try to focus on this to the exclusion of everything else. We must refrain from the temptation to follow any distractions. Just keep our mind on the recitation combined with the breath. As we continue with the meditation, we will find that our distracting thoughts naturally subside. To begin with, we shall be able to hold our breath only for a short time, but with familiarity, we shall be able to hold it for longer and longer without discomfort. If our mind wanders, we return our mind to the recitation and begin again. For the last few minutes, we should try to focus on our breath and the sound of the mantra without distraction. We should conclude our meditation with a dedication for the welfare of all living beings. We pray, may all living beings be free from all suffering and abide in a continual state of happiness.